there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. As we get ready to dive into today's devotional, I want to ask you, have you connected with Sugar Hill Church through other social media? If you haven't done it yet, one of the things that we really have a heart for is to help send content and announcements and just helpful articles and things like that throughout the week. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, like our Facebook page, just go to facebook.com/Sugar Hill Church. Follow us on Instagram. That's just instagram.com/Sugar Hill Church, or even on Twitter, twitter.com/Sugar Hill Church. Again, our hope is just to help connect great content, encouraging content with you throughout the week. And if you're not listening to this podcast on the Sugar Hill Church app, that's probably hands down the easiest way to access it. So if you haven't downloaded the app yet, there's a simple number that you can text. You can text the number 770-749-7559. That's 770-749-7559. And just text the word app to that number and it'll shoot you back a link to download the Sugar Hill Church app where you can access this and many other resources. But let's jump into today. One of the questions that people ask me from time to time is, why does it seem like it's taking me so long to grow up spiritually? Have you ever felt that frustration? Have you ever wondered, when you're walking with Jesus, you're spending time with Jesus, you're trying to do whatever you can, and yet it seems like it's taken a long time to grow up. It seems like there's struggles with problems that you thought, man, I thought by now I would be over it. Well, here's what I want to remind us of today, is that spiritual growth is something like what we see when we look in nature. Whenever something grows in nature, it typically takes time. In fact, the best fruit I've ever eaten, it ripens slowly. The problem is oftentimes we get impatient. If you've ever had your own home garden, you planted seeds, and if you're not careful, you start digging up the seed to check the progress of its growth. And when you do that, you're ending up slowing down that process. Well, in your own life, especially when it comes to spiritual growth, if you're not seeing as much fruit as you'd like, don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Don't quit. Just remind yourself that true growth takes time. The Bible says it this way in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And so today, instead of giving up or getting frustrated, here's a couple of steps that I would encourage you to take towards your spiritual growth. One is to nurture your growth with the Word of God. With the Word of God. Every day, spend time in God's Word, because when you read the promises of God over and over and over again, they begin to build your faith and they renew your certainty that fruit is coming, even when you don't see it now. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." A second step towards spiritual growth I would encourage you to do is cooperate with God as He's pruning you. When God's doing work on your life, remember what John 15:2 says, "He prunes the branches that do not bear fruit so that they will produce even more." So if you're in a season of pruning, don't fight that and don't get frustrated by it. Cooperate with God because you know it'll bring even more results. And then the last thing I'd encourage you with is to pray through the fruit of the Spirit. There's a list in the Bible, and you can find it in Galatians 5 verses 22 and 23 that lists the fruit. Here's what it says: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As you read through this list, ask God to help you grow this fruit in your life. And one great way to do this is to ask Him, is there anything that's hindering this kind of growth? Hey, thanks for joining us today. Again, if you don't have the Sugar Hill Church app, be sure to grab it. You can download it off the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. And if you don't have a Bible reading plan like we talked about today in this edition of the podcast, download the app and click the resource section and then find the links for He Reads Truth or She Reads Truth. And that would be a great place to start. But again, thanks for joining us today. Please share these with your friends and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.